This is Channel One Right. This is Channel One Right on a new reel, Miss Bessie's Reel. This is Miss Bessie's Reel, Channel One Right. This is Miss Bessie's Reel, Channel One Right. I'm transcribing a tape. I call it the obituary tape of Thursday, the 10th of April, 1969. Thursday, the 10th of April, 1969. I call this obituary tape Thursday afternoon, late, on the porch. Napoleon standing on the step. And the puppy dog run him every now and then, and he got tired listening to him. This is New Reel, Miss Bessie's Reel. This is Channel One Right, beginning of what I call the obituary tape, like Miss Liza's.
Whereabouts did you start out?
You mean when I was growing up?
Mm-hmm.
From Fairfield, South Carolina.
Way up there?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you was brought up?
Yeah. Fairfield, he called it.
Uh-huh.
Well, up there.
Yeah.
About 15 years.
Yeah. And then you
I went to Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And then from Columbia, I went to Washington.
You mean the city?
Mm-hmm.
Way up there?
I went with somebody.
How old were you then?
I was about 14.
When you went to Washington?
I went with somebody. She went with a family I knew.
Yeah.
I used to go up there. Stay with him to take care of the children.
Uh-huh.
He was a lawyer, and so they got me to go up there.
Uh-huh.
So my mother came down here. My mother died here.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. She died here, and three brothers. And three brothers died here.
So your mother, your family moved down here from South Carolina.
My uncle was here. You see, Aunt Hannah and Uncle Butler, they come down, and then my mother come down with them. You see?
Yeah.
But my grandmother died up in Carolina.
Yeah.
My aunt died up in Rock Hill, South Carolina. You have been scouting around here?
Well, now, where'd your mama come to? Right here?
Micanopy.
Micanopy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Uncle Butler stayed here.
Oh. So this was Uncle Butler's place to start with.
He bought it from old man Shelley.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
You see that old Shelley's house down there, don't you? That old house sits up on the hill there, that's for Miss Richardson. You know that old house sits up there?
Sure.
On that side?
Yeah. No paint on it?
Yeah. That's the Shelley's house.
That's Shelley's house. And Uncle Butler bought it from him.
Bought it from him. From the old man.
Yeah.
From the father. And so the children, they all left after he died, and his mother, their mother, and so they went from Jacksonville to different places, you know, through them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the old Shittleworth place, this place here.
Yeah, and he built it?
Uncle Butler bought it from him.
Uh-huh. Did he build it?
Who?
Mr. Shuttleworth build it, old man?
This house? I don't know. He must have.
It's an old house. Ring it's as old as
you ever seen it. You ought to have seen it before it was tore down. This house been tore down. We tore it down.
And built it back? Is that right?
It's an old two-story house.
Well, now, somebody asked me the other day if it wasn't a two-story house, and I said I never heard of it being a two-story house.
It's no two-story house.
Huh? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, Shelworth. They see him. They used to farm all back across there to that hard road over there. All that used to belong to Shelworth. And Richardson got.
Uh-huh.
So it belonged. So his line has come through down in there. It's a pond down there. A big pond down in there.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, his line come right to that. When the butler bought it, he bought it from him. At this, where this pond was, you know. Line goes right through the pond.
Is that right? That school bus needs to...
Yeah.
Needs to oil it grease the brakes or something.
Huh?
Brakes squeak on that old school bus.
Oh, excuse me. That's Bennett, Bennett Patterson. He lives over there.
Yeah.
In that old house, look like old slavery time house.
Yeah.
He lived in that old house.
Yeah.
His grandmother left that there for him.
Oh, is that how he got in it?
Mm-hmm.
Have they got anything in it at all?
Yeah, I guess the guy ain't never been in it. But he got furniture in there. Him and his children stay in there. The three boys.
Yeah.
Pedro and...
Gene.
No, Gene will stay. Gene's the oldest. Simon.
Yeah, that's right.
But the other boy's still over there. The younger boy. And he got a boy about that big.
Yeah.
And you know, he kept him all the time. You see, his wife, kind of crazy like, you know, Mandalay. She act crazy, I don't know. She moved down to Coco.
Yeah.
She moved to Coco with her brother. Oh, ain't nobody talking to you.
He's standing right there and getting his word in, isn't he? Right there on the steps, looking through the screen.
And so he kept the boy. He raised all them children. Mandalay got two girls, three girls. So May Liza, she kept the two girls with her all the time. And so Mandalay go on down there with her brother. And she kept the church. She married Wesley Payton. You know Wesley, don't you?
Yeah.
Crazy Wesley.
Yeah.
She married Wesley.
Well, sir, I didn't know that, Bessie. I never heard you speak of... I've heard you speak of Uncle Butler, but I never had placed him. But he come down at the same time that your mama come.
Mm-hmm.
And he come here, and or at least he settled over here.
Yeah.
And then your mama stayed over there at Micanopy.
Yeah. Well, if I had an uncle, my mama had a brother over there.
Already there.
David, Mr. What is his name now? Old man used to have all that farm down there. Used to have all them that grow. Old man Mary got it. This man did.
He was ahead of old man Mary.
Yeah. He had the farm before old man Mary had it. And so, So my uncle worked for this man. I can't call his name. I know his name good, but I can't call it up. Anyway, my Uncle Simpson worked for this man.
Yeah.
And that's how my mother got to come down here, because he got her to come down here. You, of course, he was down here.
Yeah.
And she come.
Uh-huh. Well, now, where was you when they come down here? In Washington?
Mm-hmm.
You're still up there in Washington?
Yeah.
Well, you stayed in Washington right, my father?
I stayed there. In Spanish-American War.
Is that right?
That's right.
Golly, Peter.
This Spanish-American War was going on then and now.
And
I woke up that morning, and the 4th of July, you know, the people shooting firecrackers, you know, going on with big guns and things. Oh, I called Miss Douglas. I said, oh, the Spanish people done got over here. She said, yeah. No, Bessie, this is the 4th of July.
Yeah.
The way they carried on, I thought of the Spanish people that got in town.
Yeah. Golly. Well, you can certainly remember that, can't you, when you were in Washington?
Yes, no. Yes. I seen the first old automobiles come out. The first ones come out within Washington.
Yeah.
Around.
With all them brass on them and them,
them
horns that you honk. Oh, Meg was your cousin?
Was Meg and I have two sisters, sure. My aunt, Hannah, and my mother were sisters.
Yeah. Now, where was Aunt Hannah? She come down too?
Uncle Butler's wife.
Oh, yes, yes. That's Uncle Butler's wife.
Yes. Yeah, that's Uncle Butler's wife, you see. Uncle Butler had 12 children.
Good Lord. 12 children.
12 children.
Well, Mag had quite a few.
I think he had 8 or 9. Yes, sir. My brother had 12 children.
Well, Bessie, when did you raise your family?
When I raised my family?
Mm-hmm.
I raised my family around about the time of the Titanic with them.
Yeah. Where was you then?
I was in Columbia.
You went from Washington back to Columbia?
Oh, yeah, back to Columbia, see?
Well, your folks was all gone. Oh, you married, though?
Well, Magnum, we didn't stay together, see. We didn't live together.
No.
No.
But, I mean, then you married and come on back to Columbia.
Mm-hmm. When the Spanish America, when the Titanic
went out.
And when that star, the year that, I don't forget what year that was. I reckon you remember, though. The star and the sun was in eclipse together.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Cause we went out on a hill, a big hill, looked like a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And went over in smoke glasses to look at the sun and the moon.
Mm-hmm. Planet and the moon.
Yeah. And you don't remember that?
No. I never heard anybody talking about that.
You have?
Was that before the Titanic went down?
Oh, yes, long before the Titanic. I got a little old book you got it in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see where that book is.
I was born in 1908.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you way back.
And my earliest recollections would be around 1917.
Mm-hmm.
That's about my earliest recollections. All along during the war. Have Bessie?
I had 3. I ain't got but 2 living, though.
I just know one of them.
Kyla. You didn't see Zebony here?
I don't remember him.
Him and his wife were down here about 3 summers ago.
Yeah. I may have. I just don't remember. You see, I talked to Kyler right smart.
Oh, yeah, Kyler. He got a lot of mouth.
Yeah. He'd been down to South America or something like that.
Yeah.
Going.
He got a lot of mouth to do. Oh, he can talk. You see, he had finished school in New York. And he went to a Rockefeller school called it. It's on 9th and 8th Avenue.
So you finished raising your children up there in New York?
Oh, yeah. School them up there.
Yeah. Is that why you went up there?
Yeah.
You didn't want to educate them down in Columbia?
No. They wouldn't, they would get good learning, but, you know, because they have two colleges there. They have Benedict and Allen. But I want them to get good schooling.
Yeah. So you put them in a good school up there?
Yeah, they both went to school. Yes, the Rockefeller School is down the big school, and they went to City College.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I had a grandson to finish there, too. Not this one was with me. He stayed with me all the time.
Yeah.
Little bitter fellow, when I brought him down, 3 years old.
Yeah.
And I raised him from 3 years old up until where he was.
Yeah.
And he went to school down here.
Yeah, now he lives out in Mount Vernon or somewhere like that?
Not them. That's my son. That's my son in Mount Vernon. This is my grandson.
Well,
it's Kyle's boy.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
I mean, this is Kyle's boy, the one I'm talking about now.
Yeah. What's
the other
his name?
Boy ain't got no children.
What's his name?
Alan.
Oh, yeah, the picture.
That's Kyle up there.
Well, I've seen the boy, your grandson. I've seen him. He and his wife come down here.
That's my grandson. That's my son.
Well, he's a young fella.
That's all right. He was in the world, in this other world, after the World War. He was in this last war.
World War II? Whereabouts?
He went from Massachusetts to Canada. He stayed up there 2 years on that bridge up there, that bridge cross coming in from Canada to New York.
Yeah.
I mean, to this country. Well, he stayed there 2 years. And then he went overseas. He went to South America.
Oh.
And he stayed down there 3 years. Yeah, that's right. He got his stripes all on, but I got his picture now.
Well, now, which one was it you raised from the time he was 3 years old?
It was Alan, my grandson.
That's Alan.
I brought him down here when he was just 3 years old, and I brought him down here.
Yeah. Well, is that Tyler's son?
That's his son.
Yeah. Well, now, let me see. When would that be, Bessie, when you brought him down here?
When would that be?
Uh-huh.
Brought Alan down here during the time of the war.
World War II?
Mm-hmm. Let me show you his picture now when he was little.
Yeah.
3 years old. That's his picture.
Yeah.
He was 3 years old. My hair was taken in the stages when we were coming.
Yeah. Well, now, he looks, yes, he's 3 years old in this picture.
That picture's 3 years old.
Got on his cap, his uniform cap.
Yes, sir. And this is a picture when I was in High Point. Not High Point, Black Point. We were there with the count.
Black Point, where?
Connecticut.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Well, now, you're right in your prime this in this, Bessie.
Yeah, well, I wasn't as old as I am now. Yes, him and I. That's Calvin. That's Alice.
Mm-hmm.
That's his mother.
Yeah.
And this is my boy. And his wife was down here.
Yeah. Well, now, I don't remember him looking just like that.
Well, that was taken a long time ago, you see.
Yeah, they look a little thinner here than they are.
Yeah.
When I saw.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's his name?
Calvin.
That's Calvin.
We always call him Zeb.
Yeah.
And he signed his name Calvin Z. Jackson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is he the youngest?
He's the baby.
Yeah. Well, now, where is he now?
Up in Mount Vernon.
He's the one in Mount Vernon. Well, where is Alan?
Alan?
Mm-hmm.
Alan's overseas. He's in North Dakota. He's not overseas, he's over in this country, North Dakota, up here.
Oh, yeah?
That's where they shipped him when he left England.
Yeah. Well, now that sort of straightens that out.
Yeah.
Well, let me see, Bessie. You came down here. Let me see now. You raised your family in New York, and you just come down here off and on.
I just come travel back and forth. I went to Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Back with Miss Burke.
Yeah.
With the Burkes, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So we traveled back and forth, you see.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, where was Meg all that time?
Here.
Right here?
She wasn't living here. She lived on Willis Place up there where Miss... Up there, the Willis is up there where that old two-story house up there.
Yes.
You knew where the Willis was, don't you?
I think so.
It was a family on that side where Mr...
Gilbert?
Mm-hmm. And Willis is on this side. A little two-story straight-up house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next to Miss Patterson?
Mm-hmm. It's Willis. Her Willis's place.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's my son when he was in the Army. That's the youngest one.
Mm-hmm.
In World War II, he was in that war.
Mm-hmm.
This old lady, the... 109
years old. Yeah? Who's she?
She's Mr. Patterson, a friend of mine. Lived up in Massachusetts.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's Allie when he was a good-sized boy.
Yeah, he really dressed up, Bessie.
Yeah, huh?
He really dressed up, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's him when he was...
Yes, sir. Oh, that's nice. That smells good back there in the kitchen, too.
That ham?
Yeah.
Oh, let me go turn it over. It was Mag and Miss Boyd just after we home. Over there, going back up and forth with old Maud.
Mm-hmm. And you heard you have a single horse, single wagon, one horse wagon.
Yeah, one horse wagon.
Yeah.
And she used to hitch it to her. Mr. Boyd had a little tractor. She used to hitch it behind the tractor. And we'd go out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we used to go all out there.
Now, here they
go. A lot of those spotted dogs.
Yeah.
They was around. They was awesome dogs, too, but we started to take care of them all the time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
well, now, this one, that Arthur's dog, what I'm seeing him in some time. That white dog.
Oh, here.
Is he here?
We're here.
Well, he leads a charmed life.
Yeah.
Listen. When did you start working at the bar, Bessie?
I worked over there 7 years.
That's after the war?
Hmm. Oh, long after the war. Oh, my goodness. I come down here to state in that very year. What year was that? I left New York and just come down here to state because I got tired. Got tired going about up and down that subway, you know, such a task to go up and down the subway. Because there's people crowding in the morning. In the morning, you can't hardly get a room, standing room. In the morning, that subway.
Well, I come down 57. You'd been here a long time before that.
You come down here in 57.
Mm-hmm. I come out here in 60, 61.
Mm. But I had been here about 2 years. So that was old. And Miss Flossen over there. Miss Flossen got married.
Yeah. Oh, you was over there when she got married?
What?
About 12.
18, huh?
Well, that...
How old is Don?
That would take it around,
Help her with that little girl. And she, you know, she'd be down in the... Used to put her in the kitchen in a bed, little bed she put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to go out anywhere, she'd drop her down in there and let her stay there. She'd come back.
Yeah.
Dawn, them two I used to help her with Brent. I don't know. Brent, I wasn't with it. Brent
no.
was here. Yeah. Brent was coming over here.
Yeah.
Well?
Oh, yeah.
It just goes so fast. Honest to goodness, you can't keep up with it.
No, sir. If you might.
Ain't been no pretty enough about it. It's been nice.
Yeah.
It ain't like this day now.
No, I don't think so.
No. Because you could live comfortable, but you can't live comfortable now. You're always thinking there's something going to bother you or something going on wrong or something like that. Mr. Miley, you live in a critical condition now. Right now, you're going through a terrible time living in this country.
Yeah. Just nothing seems to be satisfying.
No. You get out here now sometimes. You can be some old crazy drunk or something like that. You get in trouble with. You wasn't doing anything, but still you get in that trouble fooling that old drunk. It's just terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I know it's lousy in New York now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ain't fitting to live in.
It ain't fitting to live in.
No. So the older, better class of people getting out of New York.
Yeah.
They're leaving.
And there's no work left out in the country. There's no work left.
Well, they got the machines, you see. The machine takes up all the way. What they could do, now you go further down, you know, like Fort Myers and all them places like that, there'd be farms down in there. But all through here, all around, people got machines. What work you want to do it with a machine.
Yeah.
And that cut the labor out.
Got no vegetables.
No, they don't work no.
Nobody at work.
No.
Nobody.
No.
There ain't nobody at work.
when Uncle Butler lived here, he used to have all that whole place in cabbage, clear across. And old man Shuttleworth was with him. And he used to plant beans all down in there, all up on that hill. Beans and things like that. And that'd get through to get, could have something else to go in there. And them things in lettuce. Now they used to, I seen the lettuce, the big old head lettuce like that. It raised down here.
Mm-hmm.
But all the shelf ground used to be wet. All that. So Will Wilson was over there then.
Now let me see, Bessie.
Yes, you know, come down here and see Uncle Butler name sometime. Will Wilson, but I didn't know much about them.
Uh-huh. Well, you knew the boys over there.
The boys?
The boys that grew up over there.
Oh, yes, I know the boys.
And Miss Sally, you knew her.
Oh, yeah, I know Miss Sally.
Yeah. But see, they lived over there a long time after he died.
Oh, yeah, sure they did. She'd have been there now if that boy hadn't have...
Yeah.
Had to pay them a mortgage.
Yeah,
see.
Yeah.
She'd have been right there now.
Yeah.
Because she loved that place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thing goes about, I tell you. You have to be on your feet and shoes. Freddie gonna fly the corner, ready?
It looks like it, don't it?
It sure do.
That grass is coming on.
Is that the track? Huh?
That grass is coming on out, that Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm. I want to set that multiply, but I want a nice day to set it afire. Thank you. From West Palm Beach up here. Because Mitt was staying in that house down there. That's Mitt's daddy's place down there. All that ground over there. But that belongs to Uncle Henry.
How'd your mama live, Betsy?
Eight or 9 years when she come down here. She didn't last so long.
Yeah.
She took a fever. Just terrible down here for fever.
Yeah.
And she took that fever and she died from that. She used to work at the old Carolina Hotel, right? You know, you don't know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
It's right back of a Denton Stoop. So. Old two-story building us.
Yeah.
Around there. That's where the old Carolina Hotel used to be.
Mm-hmm. How long did Uncle Butler live?
Uncle Butler? Uncle Butler down here about 50 years. He wrecked it.
Mm-hmm. How long, how late would that be?
50 years.
When did he die?
He'd been dead about... He'd been dead around... about 13 or 14 years. He died.
Well, now that's about time, about the same time as Uncle Mitt.
Uncle Mitt.
Uh huh.
He died a little before Mitt.
Well, he lived almost as long as Mag.
Mm hmm.
Well, how old was Uncle Butler?
Uncle Butler's up in his 80s.
Yes, because Mag was. Wasn't young.
Mad color, that's 80. She called us at 80 something.
Oh, she did?
Uh-huh. But, you know, when I was a small child, Mag used to nurse me.
Yeah.
You know, my mother was cooking for it's been so long. The Stevenson, some Stevenson up there, and John Stevenson. And he was some kind of a doctor. So Mag had this whooping cough, and that's the picture eyes made him look squinchy. And so she used to get the old doctor to wake on Mag's eyes. To be beds. Whooping cough was bad then. But now the whooping cough ain't nothing now. The children's having to stay on out in the street.
Yeah.
But it was bad then when I was small.
And she's enough bigger than you are that she could take care of you.
Yeah, she was a little, you know, bigger than I was when I was small, you know.
Yeah.
A little bit of thing crying around her. So.
Mm-hmm.
So she used to take care of me.
What's Uncle Butler do? Farm? Was he like Mag?
Yeah.
Big talker?
Yeah. He was a fire old man, too.
Like Uncle Gil?
Yes, Lord. He's fire. Yes, sir. Go around the house. Yes, I'm a bull. And Mag was fire, too, you know. Did you know Mag was fighter as fire as she could be?
No.
Ooh, Mag.
I don't believe I did.
Mag was fire to stick it out of the butler.
Oh, really? Well, Miss Boyles is fiery.
Uncle Butler's boy.
Miss Corey.
Oh.
Miss Corey over there. So they'd have to be careful who got fiery, wouldn't they?
We sure would. She didn't have a one child.
Miss Corey?
Yeah, she had one child.
Lionel?
He's a flyer.
Uncle Butler, I don't believe I ever heard you all talk about Uncle Butler. You know, just except mentioning, in passing. He farmed.
Yeah, these trees, you know these trees? He set them out.
Yeah.
And these trees have been here around about 40 or 50 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And where's his shed? Were these sheds his shed? But where'd he keep his animals and all?
Back there, used to have a barn back there.
Yeah.
Had a little house there.
Yeah.
We tore it down.
I see. And made this out of
there.
Yeah. Well, did Ms. Boyle tear down her barn back there and build that shed that's there?
Yeah. Me and Mag built this house.
Well, it's still two-story when you all...
Yeah. Two-story.
Oh, you and Mag done that.
We built this, tore it down. Supposed to go fall down on her.
and use that same lumber?
Some of it.
Who built it?
Old man Tennessee. A man lived in Kansas.
Old man?
Tennessee.
Nobody out here?
No. So, Miss Sally was over there when we built his house.
And you and Mag done it?
Sure. It's gonna fall down. It fall on you and kill you.
Yeah. But now Uncle Butler then lived in here with y'all.
No, he didn't. After he told us I died, Uncle Butler died.
Why?
After he died.
Oh, that was after he died.
That was doing of the... We built a house doing of the wall. When the wall was going off.
About 45?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we built a house in.
And he had already dead in 45? Well, Mag did.
So Mag hadn't been too long moved yet, you see, after he died. She moved here after her brother died.
Oh.
She moved here after he died.
Well.
And then, so I come through here. And, you know, stopping up where I was working in Palm Beach from there to Massachusetts. And I said to Master Mag, I said, this old house is going to fall down on you. Some night, I seen a wind come up and blew the squashes. Well, it was just like this, you know. It was sprayed out like this.
Oh.
And I said, so there's a built old upstairs in it and had an old elbow kitchen run out that way. No, I mean, Meg built a house.
And she didn't come over here then until he died.
Oh, no, because she had her family. She couldn't bring her family in here and Uncle Butler and
well, where did she live?
I'm trying to tell you now, up there at the Willis's.
Oh.
Willis's old place.
And that's where she brought
you see,
it?
You see where the cows up on that hill? Where them cows up on that hill?
Yeah.
A house used to be up there.
Yeah.
The Mag lived in an old house up there.
And that's where she brought up her family?
Yeah. And she used to live in that... Up there where Rye stayed. She's living out of a two-story house over there, but where Rye stayed.
Yeah. I see.
She stayed at that old man Simpleton. That belonged to old John Simpleton.
Yeah.
That place.
Yeah.
And then Mr. The old man used to work with Mr. Simpleton. He, you know, man, how did it sound? Oh, that Simon went off, went to Carolina somewhere, got to come up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Mag, as Mr. Simon says, for them to move, because he was going to take the place, you see.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big fuss about it. Old man Simon come. He said he started running off, but he didn't have nobody to look after the farm, you see. No man John Simon either.
Well, you lived in this a nice family.
Oh, this here used to be a good place, farming and going on, you know, what was going on. Oh, man, and then Richardson used to run so many plows a day, you know. And he got to the place, he wasn't making nothing, so he just...
This is supposed to be Channel 1 Right 575. Channel 1 Right 575, the first installment of Bessie's obituary, the Thursday, the 10th of April, 69. But I'm not sure what it is. This beginning of that remarkable tape, well towards bedtime, on Monday, the 12th of May, 1969, on four distinct parts, on Miss Daisy's quarters, everybody living over there with her now, on Miss Bessie's improvements, suggested in my mind, see what Mr. Thrasher had said, that her grocery bill was getting a little high, and... on the stars, like a little girl, to see what she wanted to see, the zodiac, and on bossing people. And she really came to life that time.
Where'd you get your stiff neck, Miss Bessie?
I don't know, I just got it.
This cool weather?
Hmm?
All this cool weather?
No.
Go ahead, young lady. Think it's cool weather?
No, I don't think so.
Is Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mark, he go out and he stay out till 12 o'clock and he won't come back in.
Oh, he won't?
Oh, he'll run around and bark him.
Yeah. Well, you got enough of that already.
He sure has.
No dog don't bark every night, Bessie.
No. You talking about them dogs, Annie?
Yeah, all of them. I don't know where they come from.
The little dogs down there, they mostly go off every night. But I don't know who dogs these be out here.
Yeah.
No, I don't know who dogs they are.
Yeah. Well, every night then.
No, I don't have no idea who dogs they are.
That's not every night.
No, just some nights.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and I tried to get this fence up, keep him out of the yard.
Yeah. Yes, I wouldn't want old dogs hanging around and in the yard and everything.
No, because they come
under the house.
They come here now. They raise the devil in the backyard, you see. But they can't get in the porch. They used to come up on the porch, you see. But they can't get in the porch now.
Oh. Yeah, you're pretty well protected now.
Yeah, I got it fixed in so they can't get in there.
Yeah.
Have you got the cows in this side? Or just the horses?
Just the horses.
Cow?
Yeah.
It's been hurting for a day or two.
Yeah.
But it just got stiff tonight.
Yeah?
I think the bass run just now.
Well, what have you been doing for it?
I've been rubbing it. I put some liniment on it, and I put some salve on it.
What kind of liniment did you have?
I don't know what kind of liniment it is. I bought it from the old man come around here. But it's over the good.
Yeah.
It's good liniment. It's a little bit of bottle about that big.
Yeah.
For a dollar and a quarter, but he had leaked some out of it. And he told me I could have it for a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awfully good. It pained me at night. I just rubbed that liniment on it and stopped.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So that's what I was doing in there, is just rubbing something on me.
Oh, I see.
When I was in there.
Mm-hmm. What kind of salve you use?
I use Vicks.
Yeah.
Vicks salve. Very good.
Uh-huh.
I like Vicks salve.
Yeah. And if you get much pain, just take an aspirin.
Yeah, take aspirin.
Yeah. How many you take?
Two.
Two at a time?
Same time. I got Anilsins too. I take those too when I go to bed.
Yeah.
I take my medicine before I take those, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can take the behind it, you see. A good while after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still taking my medicine. I went to the doctor last week before last.
Mm-hmm.
And he said I was getting along all right.
Yeah. You knew that. You don't have to ask him about that, do you?
No. No, sir. Now I have to go back to much of October. Just take my medicine. I got enough of medicine, see?
Uh-huh.
He gave me enough of medicine to last until October, you see?
Yeah.
And I just take that. That's all I do, just take the medicine.
How does where does she stay over there, Miss Bessie?
Where she stays?
Yes.
You mean her room?
Yes.
This front room right on there. The front room.
That's her room?
Yeah, right there where that box sitting.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a room there.
She has that all by herself?
Yeah. And then it's another room behind her.
Yeah.
And then it's another bedroom on the other side, next to the bathroom.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. It's got six, seven room with the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, now, is that room enough for all of them over there?
Yeah. I think that some of the boys sit down at Doris's in the room with Sammy stays. Sammy stays in a room there to himself, and he got two beds in there.
Yeah.
I think two of them little boys stay down there.
Yeah. And that makes...
And David stay with Buddy.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won't leave Buddy.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, no. Buddy can be out till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. When he come in, David gonna get up.
Is that right?
Get right up. Yes, he do.
Well, Buddy's out pretty often.
Yes, he's out all the time because he go way over there to...
Fairview?
No, I know.
Flemington?
Flemington. He takes the girls home at night.
Yeah.
Every night.
They don't close till midnight.
No, but he take them girls home.
Yeah. That's a good long trip over there.
Yes, it is. So he'd be late coming in.
Yeah. And David's there waiting for him.
Who?
David.
Yeah, David be right there waiting for him.
I'll be darn. And two of these little boys stay there with Sammy.
And then Doris room back there. Her and Carol stay back in the back on that side over there.
Yeah.
They got two beds in there. Yeah. Got a small bed and a big bed.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, now, how many does that leave over here at Miss Daisy's?
How many people?
Yeah.
That would leave, let's see, Paula and the baby. You know, baby is a man. and one of those little boys.
Paula and the little girl?
Paula and Alan. And Nat.
Yeah.
Nat.
And the mama.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Elizabeth,
yeah.
She don't call her Elizabeth. What she calls her? I forgot it now. But I don't know nothing about Elizabeth.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth and then three of her children stay over here with Miss Daisy.
Uh-huh. Three.
Yeah. So Miss Daisy got plenty of company, hasn't she?
Sure has. Yes,
yeah,
she has
plenty
of
company.
Her sister was there yesterday.
Yeah.
From Plant City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they all went over to Williston to see the ball game.
Yeah. They went to the ball game.
Went to church, and then went to the ball game.
They didn't go to church in the morning, because Doris went to Clearwater. Some of her friends died down there, so the funeral was the day. Ain't today Tuesday?
Monday.
Well, a few tomorrow. And she'll be back home Wednesday.
Oh, she's still down there.
Oh, yeah, she went down Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's Elizabeth took her and Sammy. Carried her down Saturday night.
Oh.
When they come back, they went right down and put out and come right on back.
Yeah. Now, Doris is the only one that really goes to church.
Yeah. Well, I'm staying to go to church.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, most of the time she goes. She goes after dinner. In the evening, you see.
Huh?
She goes in the afternoon. Night service.
Oh, does she?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, Elizabeth don't go.
Yeah, she goes sometimes. Yeah, she goes sometimes. She went yesterday. They had a program of a Mother's Day program for the children, you know.
Yeah.
And I went down there too. They all went. They had a nice little program.
Reverend Williams there?
No, not Reverend Williams. She don't belong there.
Oh,
this
she's down Center Point.
She's the other Center Point.
Yeah.
And so it had nice little program for the children.
What'd they do?
Well, they had little pieces presentation, you know, to say and a little song and things like that.
I see. Children put it on?
Yes. Nicely. It was nice for them.
Mm-hmm. Does Miss Daisy work every day?
No. No. She don't work every day. She works today and she won't work tomorrow.
She won't work tomorrow?
No.
Well, that's funny. How come that?
Well, ain't nobody there.
Oh, nobody there. Oh, she'd just go up and take care of the house then.
Go there and clean up it. An iron. Supposed to be iron. Wash what thing to be washed. So she just, Miss Lois just come back from North Carolina. Because she brought a lot of sheets and things back with her, you see, where she... Because her bedding, she takes it with her and bring it back down here, you see, to be washed.
Oh, she does.
Uh-huh.
So she don't have to have it done up there?
No, she takes it and brings it back down here in the car.
And they've been up there this season of the year?
She just went up for a week. Just a week.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of early in the year. I thought they went in the summer.
Well, they do, but I think she's, Miss Daisy says she's going to Mexico. Mexico? No. She's going to Europe.
Don't tell me.
Going to Europe for her and the girl. When school's out.
Is she working now?
Yeah, she's still working. Miss Lois?
Yeah, Miss Lois?
Yeah, she's still teaching.
Well, how'd she get a week off? Just take it off?
She's just taking it off, I reckon.
Yeah. Just get somebody to work for, I guess.
Well, I guess she did get somebody in her place, you know, while she was on.
Yeah. Where's Doris work now, Bessie?
Where she work? In Gainesville.
Still going all the way up there?
Yes, yeah, she worked for Dr. I can't call his name right now. She worked with some doctor up there in Canada. He has have a family, two or three children.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all big enough to go to school.
Yeah.
And then she, I think she works for him so many days, and then she worked for another lady so many days out the week.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did she get up there, Bessie?
Her car.
Her car?
Mm-hmm. She sanitates the car on the school. Mm-hmm. So she had to be there at 8 o'clock.
Oh, Sammy just drops her by then.
Yeah, so she had to be, he had to be at school at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the bus would put him there too late.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, the bus don't get up there not 8 o'clock in the morning. Goes, that boy just passed along here about 7:30.
Yeah.
And then he goes and on a route to pick up his children. Pick up all his children right around just about 7:45. He's standing over there by the schoolhouse waiting for all of the buses.
Yeah.
To come up, you see.
Yeah.
And they all go out together.
Oh, I see. I see. So they just drive then.
Yeah.
That's a good
one.
Now
he takes Miss Jane's daughter around 6 o'clock in the morning. Bunnett goes on here in the morning about 6 o'clock to pick that girl up and take her to meet the bus up to Micanopy. Then she goes on another bus. She takes that bus up there and that takes her on to school. Not only by herself, you know, two, three other girls and things go along that time of morning.
He picks little Jane up at 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock in the morning. Don't you hear him go along, Cam?
No. I hear a 7:30 one.
Well, he go along here at 6 o'clock in the morning. Pick that girl up.
Rattling just like he does at 7:30?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's funny. I don't hear that.
One morning he was late. And he had to get Mr. Fred to take
her. Oh.
This is the end of Channel 1 Right. Channel 1 Right. And long into the long, fine, outstanding interview chat with Miss Bessie on her porch pretty late on Monday the 12th of May, 69. This is the end of Channel 1 Right. And it can, along into this visit with Miss Bessie, late Monday the 12th of May, 69. This is a fine interview.
We're going to school this summer.
This summer?
Going to Head Start.
Yes?
Yeah, he's old enough.
Well, what do you know?
He's going on 6.
Now, he ought to learn, oughtn't he?